This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You can argue till the cows come home about tariffs. Who wins, who loses, who pays. Wait, no, you can't. Consumers pay and nobody wins. But there is at least one agreed-upon reality when it comes to what tariffs do to an economy. The way things normally work don't work anymore. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains that one.
I don't know if you've ever grown plants in a terrarium. They love it in there because they're protected. But when you take them out and expose them to the outside world, they don't always do well. They're not strong.
It breeds a kind of laziness here.
Simon Lester is with the Cato Institute, and he's not talking about terrariums. He's talking about tariffs. Tariffs that protect some U.S. businesses from foreign competition.
You don't have to compete with the best in the world. You can just sort of relax. You don't have to work that hard. You don't have to face any competition.
U.S. steel companies, for example, don't face as much pressure to upgrade plants now. They can and are raising prices without competition from foreign steel producers.
Ultimately, I think if you want successful businesses, you want them competing in order to, you know, be as efficient as possible.
Chinese goods don't usually compete with U.S. goods head-on. We don't make a lot of the same stuff, but many goods that are made in America are made with Chinese parts. Tariffs make those parts more expensive. Tim Keough teaches economics at the University of Minnesota.
It's going to make things that the U.S. sells to the rest of the world be more expensive, and we're going to lose market share because of that.
But the disadvantages go beyond that. Take the tariffs on steel and aluminum. The metal that would be going into the U.S. now goes to global markets, increasing supply and depressing prices outside the U.S. Rufus Yerxa is president of the National Foreign Trade Council.
Many of my manufacturers say that this has a direct impact on their competitiveness, not only because their costs go up, but actually their foreign competitors' costs go down.
Yerxa says the more an industry's protected, the less productive it's likely to become. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.